Father God, we bless your name and we thank you for this time. Thank you, God, for the power that you're giving us each and every day and every moment. And with this power, God, we decree and declare that healing is our portion. We decree and declare that we speak in a boldness and we walk by faith and not by sight. We decree and declare that all things we have dominion over, and they're under our feet because you gave us that power. We decree and declare that we are love, and all things of love are attracted to us, and hate can't live in us, Father God. We rebuke that. We decree and declare that financial favor is ours. We decree and declare not only do we walk in victory, but we are triumphant over every situation that tries to keep us down. We decree and declare that this mind that's in us is also the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. And it's not robbery to be equal. Hallelujah, Father God. We decree and declare that our word is law. For as prophets, we stand in the power, and we are here as vessels for you to move through and speak through, God. We decree and declare that where we walk, Father God, it's all yea and amen. The doors that we walk through, people are attracted to us like a sweet savor, Father God, and we thank you for that. We decree and declare that our spiritual sight, Father God, grows deeper and deeper, and we see things as you allow us to see them. We decree and declare that as you see us, that we are whole and complete, and we are perfectly made. We are not accidents, but we were made on purpose, Father God. We thank you, God, for we decree and declare that we are the head and not the tail. We decree and we declare that you are ours and we are yours. Amen and amen. Prophetess Joyce, let's open up the line and speak in our heavenly tongues. Give it.
Yes, sir. And Father God, we declare and decree that the blessings of the Lord make the rich and out of no sorrow. And Father God, we thank you for by your stripes we are healed. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the restoration. We thank you for the wholeness. We thank you, Father God, for the completion of things. We thank you, Father God, for the restoration. We thank you, Father God, for the miracles. We thank you, Father God, for the victory. We thank you, Father God, for the things that you've done, Lord God, and the things that you're doing, Lord God, and the things that you will do, Lord God, for your people. I thank you, Father God, for never leaving us, nor forsaking us, nor our seed begging for bread, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the righteous. It's never forsaken, Lord God. And I thank you for the prayers of the righteous. Avail with much, Lord God. I thank you for the open doors. I thank you, Father God, for the opportunities. I thank you, Father God, for the giftings that you've given your people, Lord God. And I thank you for the multiplication factor they were walking into, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for that which we sow, we shall also reap, Lord God. I thank you for the things that you're doing in this season. I thank you for the abundance. I thank you for the open doors. I thank you, Father God, for the opportunities. I thank you, Father God, for being the light to our path and, Lord God, and the lamp to our feet. I thank you, Father God, for the order, the steps that you're ordering, Lord God, in your name. I thank you, Father God, for the things that you're making right, Lord God. I thank you for your justice. I thank you, Lord God, for there is no condemnation in those who are in Christ Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for that wealthy place that you're preparing for your people, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for you give us the power to profit, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the right divine connections. I thank you, Father God, for restoration in relationships, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for the new relationships and new connections, Lord God. I thank you for the voices that you're magnifying in this earth, Lord God, to proclaim your name, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the light that is within us, Lord God. I thank you for allowing us to be the beacon, Lord God, to bring your people back to you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for just this platform and this space to allow us to come together, Lord God, and pray. For you said if two or three get together and agree in your name, Lord God, that there you are in the midst, Lord God. I just thank you just for the ways you've made, the doors you've opened, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for forgiving us for our sins, for we not know what we do, Lord God. I thank you for your grace and your mercy that shall follow us all the days of our life, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for that secret place that you hide us in, Lord God. I thank you for your covering. Thank you for your protection. I thank you for your peace, Lord God. I thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. I thank you, Father God, for just walking with us, for talking with us, Lord God. I thank you for directing us, Lord God. I thank you for just showing us the way to go, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for putting the prophets in the path of your people, Lord God, to show them the way to go, Lord God. And I thank you for the word that you've given me in my mouth, Lord God, to give to your people, Lord God. I just thank you for the things that you're doing in this season, Lord God, and I thank you for you chasing those that you love, Lord God. So I thank you for the correction, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the patience, for patience shall have its perfect work so that it's mature, not lacking anything, Lord God. I thank you for your divine protection. I thank you for your comfort. I thank you, Father God, for the comforter that you send us, Lord God. I thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord God. We thank you for the anointing that you have upon the people, their lives, Lord God. And I thank you, Father God, for removing the spirit of naivety, Lord God. And I thank you, Father God, for opening the eyes of your people, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for bringing them into the light, Lord God, for they should no longer walk in darkness, Lord God. I thank you for the miracles, Lord God. I thank you for removing the oppressors, Lord God, and setting your people free, for whom the Son set free is free indeed, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for just revealing the hand of the enemy for your people, for you rebuke the devourer for our sake, Lord God. I thank you for the path of righteousness that you have for us, Lord God, the protection and the safety, Lord God, that your wisdom comes forth. And, Lord God, I thank you for the revelation that you have, Lord God. I thank you for the turnaround, Lord God. I thank you for preparing the table before us in the presence of our enemies, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the confidence and the boldness, Lord God. For we
Amen.
Walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil. And Father God, I just thank you for what you're doing in this season. I thank you, and I love you unconditionally because you first loved me. Amen.
Father God, I want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name, Lord God. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our hearts shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us just as we hope in you, Psalm 33:20-22. Lord God, I want to thank you on today as I retreat to a secret place of worship so you could do a fresh work in my heart and my soul and in all our hearts and souls, O dear God, that we will continue to come to your throne of grace with humble hearts, Lord God, and that we will have an open heart, O dear God, to receive your blessings as you continue to pour into us, oh dear God, as you continue to expand our territory, Lord God. I want to thank and praise your name for those that's on the sick and shuddering, oh dear God, because Lord God, you said that you are a healer, oh dear God, that you said when two or three come together, you will truly be in the midst. And I thank you for being in the midst on this morning, Lord God. I thank you for the open doors. I thank you for the restoration of our finances. I thank you for the expansion of our territories. I thank you for the ability to lock arms with like-minded individuals that want to monetize our ministry gifts, oh dear God, so that we will have a voice, that we will answer the clarion call in this season, Lord God. We thank you in advance for the blessings that you continue to bestow upon us. We thank you for each and every prophet that is represented here, every household that is represented. We thank you for the Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, for just keeping this door open so that we can humbly come to your throne of grace to cry loud so that we can spare not, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because, Lord God, you continue to rise us up, Lord God, even when we're not deserving, Lord God. But we say thank you on this morning, Lord God. We shabbat you on this morning, Lord God, because you have given us the comforter, the Holy Spirit, our paracletos, to show us the way, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because without you, we are nothing, Lord God. But, Lord God, we thank you as you continue to renew in us a right mind, a do-right spirit, oh dear God, that you will constantly renew our minds, oh dear God, so that we continue to be transformed by the renewing of our minds on a constant basis, Lord God, that we will continue to engulf ourselves in your word, Lord God. We thank you, oh dear God, for just allowing us to just be engrafted into your holy royal priesthood, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. If we had 10,000 tongues, we wouldn't be able to thank you enough, oh dear God. And Lord God, we just ask that you bless the families that's going through bereavement in this time, oh dear God. We ask you that you bless the Waldron family, oh dear God. Shirley, oh dear God. We ask that you bless them in a special way, oh dear God, to know that this is not our home, Lord God. I thank you for my sister, oh dear God, that you will continue to bless her family, oh dear God. I bless you that you will continue to bless my household, dear God, and continue to allow us to serve you with no bounds, oh dear God, that we will continue to serve you, Lord God, with everything that we are and we have, Lord God. Lord God, we just ask that you continue to go into the hospitals and guard our children with your ever-loving grace. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and give thee thanks. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God, Romans 8:26. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness.
Thank you for drawing us together again on this line, God. Thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision. Bless them in a mighty way and strengthen them, God. And bless their family with peace, oh God, especially in this holiday season. Bless all of your people, God. Thank you for peace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your covering, your grace, your goodness, and your love, God. Thank you for us being together, God. Thank you for the faith that you've allowed us to have, God. And I ask you to look upon each and every person on the line. Lord, bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them, prosper them, and give them peace and sweet sleep on tonight, God. And God, I ask you to remember those who are on the sick and shut-in list, God. And we look for their healing. Bless Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Prophetess Castillo, Olympia and Olivia Castillo, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them, protect them, God. Thank you for my family. Thank you for all that you do for us, God. We don't even deserve it, but we thank you. Thank you, thank you, Jesus. And I thank you for each and every prophetess on the line today, God. Bless them, strengthen them, protect them, give them peace, God, and bring the men back to the line, God. You said men ought to always pray and not faint. And God, there's so much to pray about. I don't remember, God, but you know the Spirit knows what we need. The Spirit prays when we don't know what to pray for. And right now I'm at that point, Lord, because everybody on the line has prayed for something, and I'm drawing a blank, God. But I thank you, Father God. I thank you for your love and your grace. I thank you for considering me, strengthening me, and protecting me. I give you glory, honor, and praise. I love you, Lord, and I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than angels, and has crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Father God, I thank you, God, for you created us, God. You visit us, God. You walk with us, God. You talk with us, God. And I thank you, God, for crowning us with glory and honor, Father God. I thank you for the power that you give us, God, to decree and declare things, Father God. I thank you for the faith that you just keep building in us, for you keep showing us miracles and showing us your hand, Father God, and your glory, God. And I thank you, God. There's nothing too hard for you, God. And if I never ask you for nothing else, God, and you never bless me for anything, God, I'm just so grateful to be in your presence with my brothers and my sisters here on the line, God. But in the meantime, I'm standing here, Father God, in proxy for the lonely, God, for the ones who are yearning and reaching out for a mate, Father God. Children who are crying in their bedrooms in secret because they're being bullied, Father God. Just seniors who try to cry out, God, crying out that someone's abusing them, Father God. I'm standing in the proxy for them for protection and covering, Father God. And I decree and declare Holy Spirit moving on their behalf, Father God. I decree and declare that the things that are wrong for us and that we eat, Father God, that food, that taste cancels out so that we can live the best that we could, not just praying, Father God, but this vessel being the best that it could be in your name. I'm standing in proxy for the people looking for housing, Father God, that you just bless them, those doors are open. I thank you, Creator and the source of all things, for covering and in hell, Father God, for sight beyond sight, for revealing the enemy even in this hour, and anything that tries to come up against us, we cancel and rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I thank you for covering my stepfather, Ronald Blake, and my ex-husband, Marcus Fugate, and Frank Tucker, the addictions, Father God. We decree and break these things in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing in our bodies, our minds, and our souls, Father God, restoring the lost and the restoring the stolen, God. We thank you, God. And thank you, God, for housing favor. those on the line who need housing favor, Father God. We thank you, God, for you have replaced regression, depression, and oppression with love, joy, and happiness. We give your name always the honor, the glory, and the praise, God. You're an awesome God. You're an awesome God. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Father, you are mighty to save. You are the hope of all nations, and we thank you, Father God. As we lift up the nations this evening, Father God, we pray for every nation. We pray for the United States. We pray for Israel, Father God. We pray, Father God, for Syria, God. We pray for those nations that are held in captivity, Lord. We pray for peace on every side, God. And we pray for the United States and the government, God. We pray, Father God, for wisdom, divine intelligence, Father God. We pray for divine insight, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that as we pray for our nation, that every nation would pray, begin to pray, God, that you would position your people, Father God, throughout the nations, Father, and that you would position your people throughout the cities and the states, Father, and there would be a watchman on the tower, Father God, who would be able to see, Father God, and begin to decree and declare and to warn, God. So we thank you, Father God, that you're positioning your people, God, and you're positioning your prophets. We thank you for the seers over the city, Father. We thank you, God, that you dispatch the angels that have charge over every city and over every nation, God, that they would do warfare, Father God, on behalf of the nation, God, and on behalf of the people, God. And we pray, Father God, that there would be a hedge of protection around every nation and every city, Father God, and around the United States, God. We pray for the metropolitan areas, Father God, for California, Father God, and New York, Father God, and Chicago and Philadelphia, Father God. And Father God, we pray for in Los Angeles, God. We pray, Father God, that you will cover those nations, Father God, those cities, Father God, and put a hedge of protection around them, God. And we thank you for it in advance, God. We pray, Father God, for every person on the line, God. We pray that you will cover their household, Father God, and that you, Father God, would loose the angels and dispatch the angels that have charge over families and over generations, God. We thank you, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for generational blessings. And we thank you, Father God, that the fields would begin to release the harvest for your people, God. And we pray, Father God, for the breakthrough. We pray for the harvest. We pray for the testimonies, God. We pray, God, that the latter house will be greater. Father God, that the former house will be greater than the latter house, God. We pray, Father God, that your blessings, Father God, as we reap, then we sow, God. And we thank you, Father God, that we shall reap much because we sow much, God. And we thank you, Father God, that we sow in love, that we sow in peace, God, that we sow in kindness, God, and we sow in the fruits of the Spirit, Father God. We thank you for the financial breakthrough. We thank you, Father God, that you're bringing good, God, and that you're bringing plenty, and that, Father God, that you're bringing, Father God, the just rewards for your people, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the nation, God, and for the riches in the land, Father God, for wherever the riches are hidden, Father God, uncover the hidden riches for your people, God. And, Father, we thank you for the witty ideas, and we thank you for the plans, Father God. We thank you for the move of God, this next move of God, Lord. We thank you for the Christ ministry. We thank you for this latter day ministry, God. We thank you for the exploits, Father God. And we thank you for the demonstration, God. We thank you, Father God, for the prophets, Father God, for the coming of the prophets and for the coming out of the prophets, God. And that, God, that they would have a word, Father God, in season, a word, God, that will transform, a word that will deliver, a word that will purify the hearts of the people, God, a word that will set a captive free, God. And we thank you right now, God, that they are coming out of hiding and the prophets are coming. We thank you, Father God, for restoration, God. We thank you for new beginnings, God. We thank you for you're restoring, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you're healing the land, God. We thank you, Father God, for the shakeup. And we thank you, Father God, that the shake-up and the break-up, Father God, is bringing the transformation and the settling, God. We thank you, Father God, that for our forefathers, we thank you for our ancestors, we thank you for generational inheritance, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, that our debts, Father God, are being, Father God, cleared. We thank you for the breakthrough and the testimonies that are coming, and we thank you that they are coming and they are coming. We thank you that you're pouring out your spirit on all flesh, God. We thank you that you're stirring up the gift, Father God. We thank you for the mighty men of valor.
We thank you for the women, Father God, for the Deborahs, God. And we thank you for the judges that are coming forth, God, with a word, Father God, in their mouth. We thank you, Father God, that they shall set the captive free, God, and they shall set things in divine order, Father. We thank you, God, that you are gracious this evening, God. We thank you, Father God, that there are more with us than against us, God. We thank you, Father God, but by faith, Father God, that we stand and believe that all things are possible, God, to him that believe, God. Now we thank you for the turnaround, Father, and we thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us, God, thou shalt condemn. We thank you that 1,000 fall on our side and 10,000 on our right, and that no evil shall come near our dwelling. We thank you, Father God, and we rebuke and bind the snare of the fowler, God, the noisy pestilent, Father God, and the snare, Father God. And Father God, we thank you right now, God, that anything that would come against us, Father God, we have already been given the victory. We already have the power, God. And we say that it is well, God, and we speak a thing, and it shall come to pass. We decree and declare that it is so, God, that we are victorious, that we are more than conquerors. And we thank you, Father God, that great is our expectation. And we thank you that we believe in you, God.
Amen.
And Father God, we cry before you this night, God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, God, for being the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by you. We thank you, God, for our leaders, O God, and the leaders that you have all over the world. We thank you, God, for giving them direction in their lives and in the lives of your people, O God. And we thank you, God, for helping us to know and that you is and always will be, O God. And we thank you, God, for letting us remember that you're there. Son Jesus came on earth to dwell amongst us, O God. And we thank you, God, for helping us to be as what God would have and want us to be, O God. And we thank you, God, for letting us be without worry or without fear. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. And we thank you for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, and all around us. In your precious, mighty, and masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, and we thank you, Lord, that you give power to the faint, and to him that have no might, you increase strength. For even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Father God, we thank you for new breath. We thank you for new strength. We thank you for the spirit of revival in our hearts. We thank you, Lord God, for stirring us up and stirring up every dormant gift. Father, in bringing us into a place of excellence, excellence in demonstration, excellence in service, excellence in our love walk, excellence in our integrity, excellence in our relationship with family, excellence in our work ethic, excellence in our giving. Father God, have your way in the name of Jesus. We bless our Archbishop. We command strength. We command the fresh oil to pour as never before. Bless him and bless Pastor Deborah. Lord, strengthen them, and as we stand with them and undergird them, we command the blessing. And we thank you, Lord God, for strengthening their hands, and we cover them with your mighty blood of Jesus. And we war against every force that will war against them. For no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Every tongue risen against them in judgment is already condemned. We reroute, and we reroute every enemy, and we reroute and cancel every assignment of every witch and every warlock that would come against your people in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus prevail over every household. The blood of Jesus prevail over every ministry. The blood of Jesus prevails against everyone that's in infirmed and afflicted and bound by addiction. We set them free by your power. Everyone that has been enslaved in Libya, we uncover this demonic attack against our people, and we plead the blood of Jesus against this movement to enslave our people. The blood of Jesus prevail, and we break the paraboshita, the power of the enemy. And nothing that the enemy has devised shall prosper, but it falls apart. It is dismantled, exposed, and uncovered. For when the enemy comes in, the Holy Spirit, like a flood, lifts up a standard against the enemy. The enemy comes one way and flee seven ways. We thank you for the victory and breakthrough in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, it is another day's journey, and I am glad about it. Thank you, Prophetess Joyce Hartley, for your serve. Thank you, Company of Prophets, Prophetess Barbara, Prophetess Glenda, Prophetess Regina, Prophetess Brittany. Amen. All of you that are on the call, we love you with the love of the Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you. We could not keep this going without you. We could not keep this going without your yes. We could not keep this going without your commitments. We thank you. Amen. And I tell you, some of you have been on these calls when the enemy has attacked your bodies. And I'm telling you, being in the press on behalf of someone else, your breakthrough is on the brink. It's on the brink, and I'm just rejoicing with you. Amen. The prosperity. Amen. The advancement. Amen. The promotion. Amen. The new real estate ventures, the businesses. It's coming, and it is here, and it is now, as the Master Prophet has already declared. Now, you want to make sure, people of God, that you are responding to Archbishop's letters and following those prophetic instructions. Amen. Get your seed in the ground, your seed of thanksgiving. Amen. Your 109, your 1009, get it in the ground. Amen. Your half. Amen. Get it in the ground. You want to take advantage of what God is speaking and doing in this hour. I'm telling you, I have no idea why the Department of Education sent me some money. But you know what? That was just a broken plate. That was just a percentage of what God is going to do. And I am rejoicing. Listen, I don't think I didn't tithe off of that. Don't think I'm not going to tithe of what God released to me on tonight. You got to tithe on all of your increase if you want to see the miraculous in your life. Amen. Let's go forth with the rest of our announcements. Amen. Meet Archbishop at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday for the live conference call. Amen. Also, New Year's Eve service, oil mixing service, December 31st at 10 p.m. Text your donation to 646-762-0433. Now, I am paying attention. I am paying attention because every time I start talking about sewing, some of you start dropping off. Don't be like the nine lepers that get your blessing and run. Be like that one that came back and said thank you. And you will see God release the more into your bosom. Amen. Prophecology. If you are attending the conference, which I pray that each of you under the sound of my voice have made preparation, you must register at prophecology.com. Amen. The conference is from February 23rd. Through the 26th. Amen. And Pop Life Radio, every Monday through Friday, 12 noon. but I must not be remiss and not mention the 8 p.m. call with Prophet Joshua Jordan, the eldest son of the Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Listen, this man of God, God is raising him up, God is using him, and God is sharpening his gifting, and his teaching anointing is flowing. It's been powerful. So you want to be on these calls. And join us again for another Midnight Cry at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, our leading lady, the wife of our Archbishop Ebenar Jordan, the neck that turns the head. I tell you, you want to be a part of these calls and bring someone. Just because I haven't said it in a while, I'm still not going to let up. Post this phone number on your Facebook page. Don't be like Nicodemus coming to Jesus by night. Share the love. Share the wealth of this blessing with someone. Now, you know, if you're on Facebook at all, you know every time you go on that Facebook, someone is saying, pray for me. I lost this person. This person is in the hospital. Pray for my friend. Her daughter's been missing. You know you're seeing it because I see it. And you know what I do when I see it? I inbox them the number to call. I inbox them the website, www.PastorDeborahJordan.com. Submit your prayer request so we can stand with you. That's what I do. What are you doing to expand this prayer ministry? Where's your commitment? Don't just come to the smorgasbord, wipe your mouth, and walk away. Amen. All right, people of God, prophets, did I cover everything? Please let me know.
Yes, I think so.
Thank you, Prophetess Glenda. Thank you. Amen. And people of God, just know we love you with the love of the Lord. Pastor and Bishop, appreciate you and continue to show up so God can show out on your behalf. But you must give to live. You must sow to grow. You must seed to eliminate your need. You must seed to stop your bleed. You must seed to be eliminating from greed. Sow your seed. God bless you is our prayer. Peace.